We have explained that every person is created with very little control over their physical self, their gashmias. It rules over them for a long time as the mind develops little by little. And even after a person has developed and we have seichel and we have understanding, the physical self still has the upper hand unless a person immerses themselves into the Torah and its values. With everything, the neshama is still at a disadvantage, even with the Torah, because it is connected and bound to the guf. Not only does the guf drag it down, but the world around us is also supremely physical, and gashmi as well makes it all the more difficult to achieve spirituality. But it's precisely this setup, that's the paradox here, it's precisely this setup which Hashem's wisdom decreed that the physical self can reach its perfection. Specifically because it's so low, it's able to achieve tremendous greatness. The words of the Ramchal are, Hashpalasai Siya Hagbahasai. Its lowliness will be its elevation. From this position of physicality, we can attain tremendous value and honor because we've transformed utter darkness into shining light. Hashem created many restrictions and procedures for us to direct us how to utilize the world and its creations and to what purpose we should put them. When a person acts within those guidelines that Hashem created for him, then each physical act and the gashmius world itself brings about perfection. The physical activities will actually strengthen the level of spirituality that a person has and lift him up from his humble beginnings. And Hashem created and understands every tiny aspect of our physical self. He knows all of our failings, our chesroinus, our difficulties, and our imperfections. And Hashem created the world and set up a process and desired guidelines to address all those failings and to enable a person to gain true levels of holiness so that he can truly connect to Hashem and benefit from his goodness. So as we explained before, that Hashem decreed a person should die, although if he wouldn't have, then every act we would take that would fit into Hashem's plan would have the effect of strengthening our neshama and weakening our guf, and they would both achieve connection to Hashem. But after the fact that there is a decree of death, the actions and good deeds we do, they do strengthen the neshama, but that power remains dormant and potential energy within the neshama, and the guf is purified essentially, but it doesn't have a practical effect on the guf until after Tchiyas HaMesim, when Hashem will allow the power stored within the guf, that potential energy, to become actualized and truly elevated and purified and perfected. So all that energy is there. The concept that the Ramchal is explaining here is how powerful the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim we do are. Essentially, they have the power to totally transform the guf into something spiritual. We should all become malachim through our mitzvahs. We should become so spiritual that we would be capable of connecting to Hashem, each one of us, with our bodies, on the level that neshamas do in Gan Eden. We would become eternal nitzchias diga beings. But Hashem doesn't allow that to happen. So all that power is there, contained within us. It's just controlled, it's restrained. But it's a tremendous amount of potential energy, which will eventually be allowed to have its effect once Mashiach comes, and we're zecha to Tchiyas HaMesim.